Hi, gang. This is Peter Pan. Every day when school is out, reach up on the shelf. Grab that jar of Peter Pan and treat yourself.
Peter Pan Peanut Butter presents Sky King. Today, the mark of Diablo. Winging south, a songbird is over border country, over the desert where the first cattle trails from Mexico crossed, bringing into old Arizona the beginnings of its cattle industry. Now the land is silent, sun-stricken, forgotten. But in the songbird, Sky King is gazing down at a small red flicker in the distance. As it grows into tongues of fire leaping out of the desert, Kenny, Clipper, and Jim stare down with unbelieving eyes.
It's a ranch house, Sky.
Burning right down to the ground.
Yeah, sure don't look like anybody's wasting water trying to put that fire out.
We're going downstairs to take a look.
Yeah, pour on the coal, Sky.
Hey, you, what's the hurry? We can take our time. That place is too far gone to do anything but poke around in the ashes.
Sky, there's a rider.
Where, Penny?
He's gone now.
What?
But didn't you see him? A masked rider.
Masked?
He was dressed up all in black, and he was riding a fierce black stallion.
A stallion with how many heads?
I saw him. I know I did. He was heading for those hills.
Oh, you just imagined it, sis.
Well, I couldn't have.
Now, don't you worry none. If Penny imagined it, that horse could have had wings and been doing a power dive.
But, Jim, I didn't imagine it. He disappeared behind those rocks.
Oh, maybe it was an illusion, Penny, caused by the black smoke rolling up from the fire.
Sure, I bet that's what it was, the smoke.
Well, I guess it could have been. If nobody else saw that masked rider, maybe he wasn't really there.
Nothing but a blackened ruin.
Anyone in there would have been barbecued like a calf on a spit.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it was just a deserted old ranch house.
That's possible. The grazing's so poor around here, not many cow outfits are able to hang on. Let's take a look in the barn for...
What is it, Sky?
Something that caught on this mesquite branch.
Mm-hmm.
It's a partly burned piece of paper. Must have blown from the ranch house.
Hey, what's that scrawled on it, Sky?
It's a strange kind of printing. Mm-hmm. Done by hand in a crude, old-fashioned way. It's a warning.
Huh?
A warning?
Yeah, sent to Link Higgins, the owner of this spread. A warning to get out while he's still alive.
Well, who's the sidewinder that sent it?
It's signed El Diablo.
Any idea who that could be, Sky?
Well, that was the name of a great cattle empire years ago, El Diablo. An outfit owned by Todd O'Dell, who fought one of the most savage feuds of the Old West.
A feud?
Yeah, about 50 years ago, between the O'Dells and the Colfers. Bitter feud took a heavy toll of lives before the O'Dells were beaten, driven off their range, and a cattle empire wrecked.
Yeah, it's still talked about. How that old ranch fire, Todd O'Dell, the last to be gunned down, made a vow that he was coming back.
So they say. He's become quite a legend around here.
Yes, sir. Swore he was coming back someday and claim El Diablo again. He'd drive off every dag-nabbit coyote that was on his land.
Oh, where was El Diablo's land?
Oh, we're on it now, Penny. This small Higgins spread is part of it.
Say, Sky. They say Todd O'Dell was always dressed in a black outfit.
That's right, and rode a fierce black stallion.
Gosh, that masked rider I saw.
Ah, dead men don't ride.
But that warning from El
Diablo. Maybe we ought to put off what we were going to do, Sky, until we find out what happened to Higgins.
No, Jim, we've got to reach the Broken Cape faster than ever now. When Dan Kemper called, he said he couldn't tell me what the trouble was, but I think he's scheduled to be the next victim. His Broken K Ranch was also part of the old El Diablo spread.
It's deserted.
You think Dan Kemper was scared of, Sky?
No, I doubt it. I met Dan only a year ago, but I know he's the kind of hard-working, determined young rancher who fights for every inch of desert that belongs to him.
Oh, gee, it's funny he didn't leave any word for you, Sky, when he knew you were coming.
Now we'll try the barn, maybe.
Take a dive! Who's the target?
Nobody but us around.
Yeah. No gunslinger in sight.
He must be hiding in that gully over there.
Let's roll some smoke that away and see what happens.
It stopped.
Yeah. Maybe we put the dry gulcher out of action.
Careful now. And we'll see.
Yeah.
All right, stay down low.
No sign of anyone's guy.
Think he could have dusted?
Well, it's possible. This desert floor is honeycombed with gullies and dry washes that go right back into those hills.
Yeah, it looks more like the desert just opened up and swallowed us.
Sky, listen.
Maybe we got the bushwhacker. He crawled up somewhere, huh?
Wait a minute. There, behind those rocks. Come on.
Who is it, Sky?
It's Dan Kemper. He's hurt, but it wasn't a gunshot.
Sky, there's something in his hand.
Oh, you're right. It's a warning to get out while he can. It's the same warning Higgins got.
From El Diablo.
He's unconscious.
That mark, Sky, on his face.
Looks like a hoof print.
That's what it is. The imprint left by a horse's shoe. Here's the curved toe along his jaw coming up toward his forehead.
Yeah. A horse must have reared up and trampled him.
Sky, that mark on his face, that proves I saw it. That ride on a wild black stallion. The black stallion of El Diablo.
Hi there, gang. Say, how'd you like to be the energy champ of your neighborhood, huh? Really show your heels to the rest of the gang? Well, it's possible, you know. But first of all, of course, you've got to build up your energy. And, of course, one way to do that is to eat the kind of foods that supply energy. Foods like good old Peter Pan peanut butter. Did you know that one Peter Pan sandwich gives you the energy to keep running fast for 49 minutes? Now, just you think about that. Enough energy for more than 3/4 of an hour of hard running from just one sandwich. So it's a fact. Eating plenty of Peter Pan peanut butter sandwiches is a really swell way to load up on energy. The kind that you need to be a hot shot at sports and games and a whiz at your schoolwork, too. And the wonderful thing is this. Every bite of delicious Peter Pan peanut butter really hits the spot. It's packed full of that rich, fresh-roasted peanut butter flavor. It's super smooth, too. And Peter Pan never gets stale or sticky. It's always fresh and smooth, right down to the last tasty little dab way down there at the bottom of the jar. So, don't you forget, gang. Keep up your energy by eating lots of Peter Pan peanut butter. Ask your mom to be sure to bring you some home the next time that she goes shopping. Remember, when you get Peter Pan, you're getting America's favorite peanut butter. Now back to Sky King and the Mark of El Diablo. In the ranch house yard of the Broken K, cattlemen from small desert spreads nearby stand in a silent knot, their worn Levi's thick with alkali dust, their eyes shadowed with fear. As they listen to Zach Morley, a tall, cadaverous rancher, they have the beaten look of men stalked by a terror that none can fight.
Ah, there's the same warning Higgins got, Kemper. The same warning every one of you got.
Now, wait a minute, men. Don't be stampeded.
You can't fight something that ain't human.
When Dan Kemper can talk, I'll
We know who El Diablo is. Higgins laughed it off, and where's he? Kemper didn't believe it, and maybe Kemper won't ever talk again. You men can listen to Sky King, but I'm getting out before I'm next.
Now, wait a minute. That's what somebody's trying to do, drive you off your land.
Why, this whole stretch of desert ain't worth the lead to salivate a man. Every year the grass gets poorer, the water scarcer. Nobody'd want it but the ghost of Todd O'Dell, who swore he was coming back for it, riding his black stallion.
That black stallion left a mark on Kemper's face, men. A mark that's going to trap that rider, whoever he is. There's something strange about that mark. And if you give me time to find that black stallion, I think I'll be able to tell you who's riding it and what he's after.
You say there's something strange about that mark, Scott?
Yeah, that's right, Clipper. And while Penny and Jim are flying Dan Kemper to a doctor, we're going to find that black stallion.
Well, what makes you think it's somewhere in this desert canyon?
Somebody's keeping that outlaw horse hidden.
some expert rider who knows how to handle that horse. This canyon's the only possible place.
Hey, you're right, Scott. Down there, look.
The black stallion. He's coming this way.
What? It's running wild.
I think I can drop down on it from here.
You mean you're gonna ride it?
Well, somebody else does. I'm sure he's human.
Easy, Scott.
Here goes.
Stick to it, Scott. Beat his ears back.
He's mean, but I've handled worse.
Wow, what a twisting hurricane. But you're top of this. Oh, man. You did it, Sky.
Steady.
You mastered that black demon.
Oh, boy. Oh, easy now, fella. Now, we're going to get along, all right? Now, up with that front leg, boy. Easy. Just as I thought. Whoever rides this outlaw stallion had it shod.
Huh? Well, it looks to me like those shoes are put on all right, Sky.
Exactly, Clipper. It proves that Dan Kemper wasn't trampled by this stallion.
But, Sky, that mark...
The mark of El Diablo is the mark of... Take cover.
Up there, Sky. Behind that rock buttress.
Yeah. They can cut us down from up there.
Come on, little hands hoisted, King.
If that rancher was trying to stampede the others, Zach Morley.
I got you my gun sights, King. You're gone, guard, and both of you, unless you know where to quit.
Yeah, we can keep them off balance for a while anyway.
Whew. That lead is buzzing around like hungry flies.
Hey, I want to soak up lead.
Sky, it's the songbird. Coming back.
You're right, but not much Penny can do to help us now.
Well, if they touch down on that rim up there...
Ah, too late. She's diving.
Sky, the songbird's trailing smoke.
Well, wait a minute. No, don't worry, Clipper. That plane's not in trouble. It's laying a smoke screen. Penny's filling the canyon with a smoke screen to cover us. Come on, quick.
Yeah.
We can climb up there before the smoke clears.
Clearing some. Yeah, get away before we... Hey, what was that?
Nothing but smoke, Marley. In your eye.
I'll show you.
Let me show you how to hit a target like this. All right. Now, Marley, you've got a lot of talking to do, so you better start.
I got nothing to say.
Where's Higgins?
You got nothing on me.
Well, maybe you'll change your mind when you've had enough time in jail to think it over.
Go ahead, throw me in the tank. Inside an hour, I'll be sprung.
Hey, you're in for a little surprise.
There's a lying. You can't throw a man in jail without evidence.
Start moving, both of you.
Where?
To a jail where no evidence is needed.
But that's against the law.
A jail where the cleverest lawyers can't do you any good.
Why not? What jail?
Go on. A jail without bars and without jailers. Yeah, nice landing, Clipper.
Yeah.
Now taxi toward that finger-shaped rock.
Right.
Any dabbit landing feels good to me.
Gosh, looks like we're 100 miles from nowhere.
Well, that just about describes it, Penny. We're in the middle of one of the most forsaken stretches of desert in the Southwest. All right. There's your jail, Morley.
What do you mean, jail?
Climb out, both of you.
You can't leave us here for buzzard bait.
Now take a look near that rock. There's a water hole. It's the only water hole in miles. Now, stay close to it. You'll have water. If you leave it on foot, you'll end up a pile of bleached bones in the desert.
Well, if you think we'll stay here, you...
You don't have to. It's a prison without bars, Morley. Without jailers. I don't think there was ever a jail that held anyone the way the desert will hold you at this waterhole.
You're right, Sky. They'd be plumb loco to leave it.
Especially on foot.
You've got enough supplies to keep you till I drop in on you again, so make yourselves comfortable.
No! No, wait!
Get the plane revved up, Clipper.
Right.
Now, when I come back, Molly, my first question will be the same as before. Where's Higgins?
You'll never find out. Wait! You ain't leaving us!
Damn up.
He is leaving us here. He was right. This is a jail, only worse.
We ain't staying.
You ain't getting me away from this waterhole, Marty.
We'll risk it.
Not me. I ain't dying of thirst in the desert with buzzards flapping their wings over me.
Why, you sniveling coward?
You can risk it. Not me. Not for 10 times as much money as the whole Apex Rubber Company's worth.
Button your lip.
What for? We're alone here in the desert. Who's going to hear that the Apex Rubber Company's interested in that land?
Thank you. crawling lizard. Let me go. Take your hands off me. Holler.
Yeah, Morley slugged him.
Think he suspected that you planted an open walkie-talkie behind that rock, Scott?
No, I doubt it, Clipper.
He said something about the Apex Rubber Company.
Yeah, so that's it.
But why would a big rubber company want a stretch of worthless desert?
Because the Guayule shrub grows there.
The Guawada?
The Guayule shrub, Jim. It's a desert shrub that produces rubber.
Rubber?
Yes, it grows wild on the Mexican side of the border. About 30 years ago, a rubber company began cultivating it in the Arizona desert. No doubt somebody's heard that the big Apex Company is going to buy up land and carry on the work on a large scale.
Jack Bully. He's the coyote behind it.
Oh, Jim, I don't think he's smart enough. This scheme to terrorize the border spreads is the work of a far more dangerous man. And we may be able to pick up his trail.
Where, Sky?
At Zach Morley's ranch. Now, while Clipper and I take a look around there,
yeah?
You and Jim go back to that burned-down Higgins ranch house and see if you can find any hoof prints of that black stallion.
Guy, we've got company.
Yeah, on all sides.
Rich, don't try anything, King.
It's the ranchers who got the warning notes from El Diablo.
They've got us ringed from every bush and rock.
Go your hard way down, King, and stretch. We've been waiting for you. We know who El Diablo is.
You know?
It's Dan Kemper.
What? You're wrong.
This proves it. This clipping from an old newspaper we got.
Why? It's got a picture of Dan Kemper.
That's from an Eastern newspaper. About Dan Kemper inheriting what's left of the once mighty El Diablo Empire. Wrecked in one of the famous cities of the Old West.
That's why Kemper come here. He's the grandson of Todd O'Dell. He sent them warnings himself. He tried to scare us off our spread so he could get control of the old El Diablo ranch.
Now, wait. What about the attack on him?
He faked it. And he brought you here to help him.
No, it's Kemper who's being framed.
You're Kemper's friend and you're siding him.
Somebody's trying to get rid of Kemper and grab the broken case.
Get horses, fireman. We'll see they ride north and never come back to this part of Arizona again.
Boy, this burned down ranch house sure is a spooky place. That one wall left standing.
Well, Sky said to look for the hoof prints of that dag-nabbed black stallion. But I don't... Warmland warthogs.
Huh?
He was right. There, Penny, look.
Fresh hoof prints?
Yeah. And they lead toward the barn.
Hey, Jim, let's read sign as far as we can. Then we'll pick up Sky and the songbird and...
The masked rider.
El Diablo.
Keep your hands high.
Oh, sure. I never argue with a six-shooter.
In his other hand, that weapon.
It's the weapon he used on Dan Kemper.
It wasn't the black alien that trampled him. It was a club.
With a horseshoe nailed on one end.
To leave the mark of El Diablo. The mark that'll be found next on you. The next victim.
Say, all you guys and gals, are the times when your stomach feels about as hollow as the inside of an empty milk bottle? Well, when that happens, just you do this. Go to the pantry and get that jar of Peter Pan and help yourself to a big jumbo-sized peanut butter sandwich. It's easy to do as adding two and two because Peter Pan's the freshest, the smoothest peanut butter you ever saw. You just dig in and slap plenty of that creamy Peter Pan on a hot red. It spreads so slick and easy that you can make a Peter Pan sandwich in about the time that it takes a super-speed camera to take your picture. And then you bite in, and you taste that real fresh-roasted peanut butter flavor. And your hungry feeling is gone in a flash, too. You see, Peter Pan always tastes extra good. It's made of extra specially good ripe peanuts. It's ground up extra smooth, too. And then Peter Pan's special jar top seals that flavor in so it just can't get out. And remember, every wonderful-tasting mouthful of Peter Pan is crammed full of superfood energy. It gives you the strength and the pep that you need to be extra good at games and sports and schoolwork, too. So tell your mom to bring you home some Peter Pan, why don't you? There's smooth Peter Pan peanut butter in the red top jar and Peter Pan crunchy peanut butter in the green top jar. Then the next time that your stomach feels like an inner tube with the air let out, just you grab that jar of Peter Pan. Now back to Sky King and the mark of El Diablo. Near the charred and gutted ranch house on the Higgins Spread, a masked rider on a black stallion holds a strange weapon in one hand, a six-gun in the other. Before him, Penny and Jim back toward the barn, staring in horror at the upraised club with a horseshoe nailed to one end.
No! No, you can't!
Easy, Penny.
This time I won't leave the job unfinished the way I did on Kemper.
You won't get away with it. Sky King will find you here.
Sky King. You know where Sky King is now?
No, where?
The ranchers are running him out of the border country. I saw to that. They think he's helping El Diablo.
No!
Won't do you any good backing our way into that barn. I'm in no hurry. No hurry to fit job till I find out what you did with Zach Morley.
They're coming right behind us, guy.
Yeah, with drawn guns. Chances are they escort us through the pass in these hills.
Think they'll at least let us keep these horses?
Well, they came from Zach Morley's corral, but... Trevor, we've got to turn back.
How can we without drawing a hail of lead?
We've got to risk it. We've got to reach Penny and Jim. Up ahead there, we'll go down that slope and circle back. You'll have to ride as you never rode before.
Up on! Don't worry, Sky. I'll stick to the saddle.
Bend low and don't look back, because I think we'll have company all the way.
Say the word.
Now, over the edge. Hang on, Trevor. Give your horse his head and keep riding.
They're coming after us.
Good. We may lead him right to El Diablo.
El Diablo?
Yeah, this horse came from Zach Morley's corral. There's a shovel blade sticking out of the saddlebag. It streaked with red.
Red?
The red clay I noticed freshly dug up behind Higgins' barn.
If you try stalling...
Wait, I'll tell you where Zach Morley is.
Talk fast.
At a waterhole. It's near a strange-looking rock, pointing up like a finger. I'll take you there in the Songbird.
A waterhole. Now I'll find it without you.
No, wait.
It's Sky. He's coming.
And he's bringing all the ranchers with him.
He's cutting me.
Sky, it's El Diablo.
On that black stallion, Sky.
I see him, and I'm going to get a good look at what's under that mask.
Am I here, though?
This is a long time for the pleasure of meeting you.
You won't get me.
And this is really a pleasure.
You knocked him loose from his mask, Sky.
Just as I thought. Link Higgins. There you are, men. There's El Diablo.
It's Higgins. And we've got a couple of his sidewinders in a special jail. Zach Morley and Cliff.
Oh, Sky. Sky, he was going to use that weapon on us.
The mark of El Diablo. That's what I was looking for. I knew he used a weapon like this, a weapon buried here behind his barn.
Oh, but how did you know it wasn't the black stallion that left that mark?
Because of a little mistake Higgins made.
Mm-hmm.
He swung that club from the wrong side and left the mark of the horseshoe upside down.
Upside down?
Hey. Yes, the curved toe was on Kemper's jaw with the ends pointing up toward his forehead. A rearing horse couldn't possibly strike a man that way.
Oh, so that's why you checked the stallion's shoes.
Higgins knew that once you men found out Kemper was the grandson of Otto Dell, you wouldn't need any more proof. You'd blame Kemper for terrorizing the border country here. You'd drive him out and leave Higgins free to get control of the Broken K.
Yeah, the land that the Apex Rubber Company is planning to buy.
That's right, men. You were meant to be the cat's paws for this criminal scheme. But like all criminals, Higgins and his henchmen will carry for the next 30 years the mark of law and justice. A number in this penitentiary.
So once again, Sky King wins out in his constant fight for justice. All of the grocers of America who sell Peter Pan peanut butter help make this program possible. Peter Pan outsells all others. It's America's favorite. Right, Peter Pan?
Right, Mike. Tell your mom to look for me in my bright green dress on the Peter Pan peanut butter jar.
Sky King features Earl Nightingale, Burl Vaughn, Jack Bivens. Mike Wallace speaking. Listen Thursday to Sky King. And the Vanishing Arabian. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.